Hello, I'm Jonathan Izard with the BBC News. The Batman gunman James Holmes has been found guilty of murder in the first degree over the killings of 12 cinema goers in the American state of Colorado in 2012. 70 people were also injured. More details from David Willis.
The Century 16 cinema on the outskirts of Denver was packed for a midnight showing of the Batman film The Dark Knight Rises when a man wearing a gas mask and body armor slipped into the auditorium, threw a tear gas grenade into the crowd and opened fire. Some died in their seats, others were injured as they attempted to flee, as the gunman, 24-year-old James Holmes, fired into the crowd using an assault rifle, shotgun and pistol. It took the jury less than 2 days of deliberation to find him guilty of murder. James Holmes will be sentenced in a few weeks' time and faces the possibility of the death sentence.
A gunman has killed 4 U.S. Marines in an attack on 2 naval buildings in Chattanooga, Tennessee. The city's mayor, Andy Burke, said the gunman was then killed by police. He said a police officer was wounded along with a number of other people. Tom Bateman reports from Washington.
The attacks began mid-morning local time when a man driving a silver Mustang and armed with what police described as numerous weapons opened fire from his car. The target was a military recruitment center in the city of Chattanooga. One member of staff there said he heard 30 to 50 shots and dived for cover. Officials have identified the gunman as Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz, a 24-year-old who lived locally and was believed to have been born in Kuwait. The district lawyer in eastern Tennessee said the attack was being investigated as an act of domestic terrorism.
Greek banks will reopen on Monday with the 60 euro a day limit lifted to allow people to combine several days' worth of withdrawals. The deputy finance minister, Dimitris Maldas, said that weekly withdrawal limits were likely to remain in force. The Greek banks can open following a decision by the European Central Bank to provide emergency funding. The move comes after the Eurogroup's decision to provide Greece with a 7 billion euro short-term loan to keep its finances running until the formal approval of a full bailout. The financing is to come from the EU-wide rescue fund. Hungary has unveiled the first section of a border fence designed to stem the flow of migrants. The government has also announced plans to criminalise those who try to enter the country illegally. Nick Thorpe reports from Budapest.
Prison inmates are preparing the materials, and Hungarian army soldiers are building the 175-kilometre-long fence along the Serbian border, the defence and interior ministers told reporters. Human rights groups accuse Hungary of breaking its commitments under the 1951 UN Refugee Convention. The government insists its measures are in harmony with this and other international treaties.
You're listening to the World News from the BBC. An Egyptian militant group affiliated to Islamic State says it fired a rocket at a naval vessel in the Mediterranean off the coast of the northern Sinai Peninsula. The militants have posted pictures online which appear to show a missile about to strike the vessel and a fireball after impact. But the Egyptian authorities are telling a very different story, saying the boat caught fire after a shootout with a group of militants. An army spokesman said there were no casualties. Rescue workers in the northeastern Nigerian city of Gombe say at least 49 people were killed and dozens injured when twin blasts struck a market there. The first explosion went off outside a packed shoe shop, followed by a second blast minutes later. One rescue official said the victims included many women and children. In February, jihadi gunmen from Boko Haram roamed the streets of Gombe, firing at will for several hours. Prosecutors in Brazil have opened an inquiry into alleged influence peddling by the former president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Julia Carneiro is in Rio de Janeiro.
Federal prosecutors are investigating whether the former Brazilian president helped the construction giant Odebrecht secure big contracts with foreign governments. They are looking into trips Lula did after his presidency to countries such as Cuba and the Dominican Republic, paid by Odebrecht. The Lula Institute told the BBC it received the news with surprise and that it had already been collaborating fully. It said it would prove the legality of all Lula's travels.
Mosquitoes use smell, sight, and heat in that order when looking for food. Scientists in America have established that mosquitoes first home in on targets when they smell the carbon dioxide, or CO2, that living creatures breathe out. The tiny insects can sniff out CO2 from up to 50 meters and use this sense of smell to locate the source visually. Then, once they're a few centimeters away from a target, they're attracted to its warmth. The research was published in the journal Current Biology. BBC News.
更多内容请关注可可英语 kekenet.com。